Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, the 20th annual South Carolina Peach Auction was over the weekend, and you were there in Myrtle Beach. This sounds like a fabulous event. Tell me all about it.
Well, I have always been impressed with how some of our groups, Peach Council included, use that relationship with their buyers and supporters, like those of us in the department, to generate their funds for research, promotion, and just managing their business of the Peach Council. They are independent of the Department of Agriculture, yet we support them, actually, 100%. But you're right, the Peach Auction is always a highlight of the year, especially because with last year's weather-damaged crop, we didn't have the auction. So it was good to get back into the swing of things.
You said weather-damaged. A lot of the early crop last year was frozen out, but that's not the case this year.
Well, it's not quite the case. We've got some early crop damage in the upper part of the state, just a little bit, over on the ridge area, which the main belt of peaches, they're in good shape, and the lower part of the state's in good shape. So we had to assess the entire state. It's a really good crop at 80%+. So the consumers really are in for a good summer. And if they're going to follow the trend, I think the strawberries coming off this year just have a little sweeter taste. So I'm assuming that our peaches will as well.
Now let's talk a little bit more about the events over the weekend. You mentioned that this is a fundraising event. Tell me exactly what do they auction?
Well, for the most part, the growers will supply a load of peaches, 350 boxes. And in the audience was some of the representatives of the main retailers. I think 5 to 6 or maybe more retailers were there. And as a load from the first farmer comes up that he's volunteered to supply middle of August, middle of July, sometimes, then they bid so much per box. And then you multiply it out by 350. There's always a little premium, obviously, over what the market brings. And that is what those great retailer partners are contributing to the research, promotion, and other things that the Peach Council takes on to try to develop new varieties of peaches, weather resistance, those types of things. Very worthwhile and a lot of fun. I mean, then they'll have, oh, I don't know, we had some birdhouses or we had some football pictures or we had those types of things. It's just fun to get into a little bidding rivalry between folks and all in good fun, but all going towards big costs.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of promoting South Carolina-grown produce, you're actually headed north later this week to talk to some folks up in the Northeast about that.
Well, we've done that for over 40 years with the Eastern Produce Council, based there in New Jersey. But they cover all of the wholesalers and retailers from about Delaware, Philadelphia, right on up through Boston. And it's a great chance for South Carolina farmers to talk about their crops for peaches or for watermelons, tomatoes, greens, to an audience that represents 25 to 28 million consumers. So that's a partnership that South Carolina really values because that northeastern market is one of our most important.
All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.